أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates, and I bear witness the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in his book, because of that, we ordained for the children of Israel that if anyone killed a person, not in retaliation of murder or to spread mischief in the land, it would be as if he killed all of mankind. And if anyone spared or saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of all mankind. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us in hadith, tell the people, even though it may take time, the killer will be killed. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to announce to the people, and this is in Bukhari and Muslim, announce to the people, even though it may take a while, the killer will be killed. Meaning he will not face a death of natural causes. He will be killed. This is a promise from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a warning. We mentioned this in regards to a story of a Muslim who Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed to be very wealthy. And his wealth was mainly in livestock. And so one day, Allah blessed him to go to market with a very large number of his herd and blessed him to sell every one of them. And he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he headed home. But on the way home, a thief decided to accost him. And he pulled a machete and threatened his life. The wealthy man, he said, "Take my money, but spare my life." So the thief took his money. And after looking around, he saw no one, but he knew that this man was known. And he started to worry that if word gets out, they would easily find me guilty. So he grabbed him by the neck and slit his throat. While the man felt his life slipping away, he looked to see if there was anyone as a witness that he could possibly put his hopes on as he died to give him justice. And he looked right, saw no one. He looked left, he saw no one. He looked up and saw no one but two pigeons looking down on him from the trees. So this man, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was just, he spoke to these two pigeons. And he said to them, "Bear witness on my behalf to my fate." The thief heard him and laughed. "Like you called in on two pigeons, right?" And he left him there bleeding with his money in the road to die. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in hadith, that which is lawful is plain, and that which is unlawful is plain. And between the two are mutashabiha, those things that are unclear, doubtful matters, about which many people do not know. Those who avoid doubtful matters clears himself regarding his religion and his honor. But he who falls into doubtful matters falls into that which is unlawful, like a shepherd who pastures around a sanctuary, all but grazing his herd therein, meaning in the sanctuary. Truly every king has a sanctuary, and truly Allah's sanctuary is what he has prohibited. Truly in the body there is a morsel of flesh, which if it be whole, the body is whole. And if it is diseased, the body is diseased. Truly, this morsel of flesh is the heart. In Bukhari and Muslim. But the murderer has no heart. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the thief, the murderer, left with the merchant's money and left this man to die in the middle of the road. And he did return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His children awaited his return. But as it became clear he was not coming, the eldest took the route to market to find out what happened to his father. They told him, "Look, he was here. He paid his stay. He sold all his herd, but rumor has it that he was murdered the same day. But no one knows who did it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, he went to the authorities, went to the judges, nobody could help him. Said, "You have no witnesses, and there's no one who's come forward to confess, so there's nothing that we can do." So, finding no help, he returned home and announced the fate of his father to his brothers and sisters and let them know that all they could do was accept condolences and pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about justice. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the case was closed. The authorities forgot. The years passed. The judges died and were replaced. And the people forgot about the merchant, his money, and his fate. But Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded us in hadith, the blood of the Muslim may not be spilt legally except in one of three cases. Number one, the one who is married that is guilty of adultery. Number two, in the case of a life for a life, meaning that they have murdered and thus they must be murdered as well, or killed. They killed, the killer must be killed. And number three, the one who apostates, abandons Islam and abandons the Muslim community. Bukhari and Muslim. Should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that the hukum al-shari'ah, the laws of Islam, must be carried about out by the Islamic State. This is not the jurisdiction. The hadith that Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stating here is in the cases of the Islamic State. This is not for the Muslim to draw upon. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. You come home and you find someone in your bed that don't belong there. You say, "Oh, okay, I got the right." No. No. You're not supposed to do that. Just so you know. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forget the murderer. And it just so happens that he suffered from nightmares. And every time he went to sleep, he saw his victim looking up to the trees and asking the birds, the pigeons, two of them, to be a witness. It so happened that years later, he was invited to a dinner party hosted by a member of his family. All of the dignitaries of the town were in attendance. A great buffet, food and drink, fruits, all on display. As he looked down the buffet, looking for something to pick for his plate, he spied two pigeons there on the plate looking at him, and he looking at them. He began laughing nervously, and all of the people at the party noticed his strange behavior. And it became more strange. For all of a sudden he started mocking the pigeons. And then began to act out what he had done to his victim. Soon it was as if he was speaking to himself but speaking aloud. And he went moment by moment, inch by inch, exactly what he did, telling on himself without realizing it. Of course, the room had become a hush, and it was not until he finished confessing that he came back to his senses and realized what he had done. Being that every dignitary in the land was there, they seized him. And the authorities of that day contacted the family. And they said, "We have a very strange story to tell you, but it seems like we've apprehended the murderer of your father." When his family, the murderer's family, became aware that he was incarcerated, his wife came to see him. And she was puzzled. She said, "How is it that you've been with me for all of these years? And you never told this to me, but you come to a public buffet and confess everything. What happened?" He said, "Look, I know it may sound crazy, but these pigeons, when I saw them on the table, they suddenly appeared to me like two giant eagles. And they looked down upon me like I was a worm for their food. And they spoke to me and said, 'Confess! Speak and speak about what you've done.' And so I couldn't help it. And really, I'm relieved that this is off my chest." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Allah SWT reminds us and warns us in His book, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever kills a believer intentionally, listen, whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense, his reward, is hell. Therein he is to abide forever, and the wrath of Allah and his curse is upon him, a great punishment that is especially prepared for him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the next day they brought out the murderer before the gallows, where a noose awaited him. Every soul in town came out to bear witness and chant like a beating drum for his death. And Almighty Allah SWT, As-Sami'ul Basir, he answered the dua of the murderer's victim. Because even as the murderer fell and the noose snapped his neck, the pigeons were there as a witness. And Allah knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you again, as Allah SWT, He says, whoever kills a believer intentionally, that Allah SWT is not absent. When we witness the atrocities that are going on in many, many places in the world, and where we know that there are Muslims that are victims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not absent. He is the one who permits his slaves to earn the fire. And in these cases, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Quran a witness against them. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say on the day of judgment, there are none that remain there except those who are imprisoned by your book. This is a jail. The murderer is promised the fire. So let all of these oppressors be warned that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this was a crime committed for money. And I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ, that the shaitan threatens you with poverty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he pushes you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, to do that is fahsha, great sins, like this, murder. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he continues, promises you forgiveness from himself and bounty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for the needs of his creatures and all-knowing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, I remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَيُحُبُّ الْمَالُ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You, the human being, you love wealth violently. We are Muslims. We are Muslim. And that means we reject all that is un-Islamic. It doesn't matter that this is what everyone else is doing, or that this is the only way that you know how to do it, or that this is the only thing that is respected in these streets. Once we declare La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our response has to meet this declaration. We have to be Muslims in action, not lip service. Okay, you used to rob and steal before you were a Muslim. Before you were a Muslim, murder wasn't a thing to you. Everybody knew about you. Somebody diss you, they might get popped. That ain't you no more. That's not you anymore. That was the road you took to become a Muslim. That is the person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from, because that person was on the road to hell. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we sent down from this Quran that which is a healing and a mercy for those who believe. I say this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so that we understand. Some of our pockets may be sick and need some mercy. And we have to begin to think like a Muslim. Meaning, when we have a problem, when we are faced with being short, or we're faced with a situation that may cause us to be angry, or we feel disrespected, or or justifiably wronged. We have to adopt the Muslim mentality, the Muslim way of reacting and responding to whatever the situation is. And that means to turn to Allah and His Book and His Prophet first. First. That means that when we react and we understand, wait a minute. And we ask ourselves, was there ever a time in the time of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that his companions had a problem like mine? Is there some answer that I can find there to my problem? My teacher often reminds me the human being has one or two problems. A woman or money. Or both. Some women have another woman as a problem. Yes. Or money. And so that's what we focus on here is the money part. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you feeling light in your pocket? You need more? What did Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What was the response? What was the answer? What was the shafa'um wa rahmah? What should you know? What should you think? How should you react? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Nu'aym ibn Hammar in Abu Dawood, and Ahmed al-Darami from Abu Dar and Abu Darra in Tirmidhi. These are the sources. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, pray four rakats for me at the beginning of the day, and I shall take care of your needs for the rest of it. This is not an obligatory salah he's talking about. This salah, if you should know, it is known as as-salatu al-duha. It is also known as salatu al-ishraq. It is also known as salatu al-awwabin. The salat ishraq, meaning of the sunrise. Awwabin, those who return or who always remember Allah and their sin, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them for it. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about Prophet Ibrahim, he was awwab. He was always asking Allah for forgiveness for his sin. So this salah, what is salatul duha? How do you pray it? When is it? Quickly. Very simple. It is the time, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, and this is, of course, for the Arab, said that the duha, this time is when the sands burn the feet of the hooves of your camel. So it's at the time of day when the sun is beaming down, like today, before the dhuhr, before salatul dhuhr. It's after salatul fajr, and it's before salatul dhuhr. It comes in at the time, Allah bless us to be on the lake so we can know this. Sun rises for us over the lake. It's at the time it begins when you have to look up to see the sun. So that's where it starts. They measured it by two staff heights. But for us, roughly, inshallah ta'ala, maybe 2 hours and a half after the sunrise, maybe a little less. You be the judge, but so long as you're not facing the sun, you have to look up to see it. How do you perform it? As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned of the hadith, it's simply 4 rak'ahs. There are many things that you can do in these 4 rak'ahs, but it's simply 4 rak'ahs. You begin with the intention, you pray 4 rak'ahs. That's it. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He don't put you through a hot, that's the minimum. You can pray 2, you can pray, according to the hadith, this means 4. But you can pray more if you wish, some say 12, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But according to this hadith, If you're looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have you for that day, give him 4 rak'ahs between Fajr and Dhuhr. See, this is the time, if you notice, that's the time usually people are rushing off to work, isn't it? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, everybody's thinking, nobody's rushing to make 4 rak'ahs. See? Think like a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Razaq. Nobody else. I don't care who you work for. Allah is ar-Razaq. And this is what we have to do. We have to adopt this mentality in order to make a change in our situation. We've been coming to Islam saying la ilaha illallah, but got kafir on the brain. And so therefore our actions, we react to situations just like a kafir. So and so did such and such. Really? I thought he was a Muslim. Yeah. He said it, but he didn't change his inner. Islam is for changing what's inside to reflect and come outside to start the action. Islam has 2 parts. The duty that everyone can see and the belief that only Allah sees. And so we have the responsibility to start fixing what's on the inside. As was common among the sayings of Imam Ali, may Allah have mercy upon him and be pleased with him. When people would praise him, he said, oh Allah, make my inner better than my outer. Make what is real, what you see, better than what they see. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't miss nothing. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, just so you know, it is very, 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 very highly recommended to recite Surah Al-Duha. That is chapter 93 of the Holy Quran. If you know it, inshallah, it's not required. But it's highly recommended that you do so when you recite or when you offer Salat Duha. Because of course they share the same name, but there are many other benefits and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And I pray Allah ta'ala that we don't forget this advice and inshallah ta'ala that Allah grant us increase from our performing it and remembering Him. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you to be here in His house. Bless you and granted you, for some of you, some news that you can use. Should not you then be thankful and grateful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, He promises, لَأَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, you are thankful, He will give you more. So in closing, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I warn you, I must warn you, as I warn myself, we are all racing one another to the day of judgment. And on that day, there will be no shelter from the blazing sun. Except those whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives shade. Many of us already know that some will be shaded under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But others will have shade as well. Who? Those whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with an umbrella. An umbrella? Yes. An umbrella. That umbrella will be their sadaqah. What they have given to His face. So next time July or August rolls around and you're standing in the blazing sun, I want you to remember this. And reach into your pocket and pull out a dollar. And hold it up as high as you can. And see how much shade you get from it. Really? I want you to reach into your pocket. When that sun, you sweat, you're like, man, where can I go? Reach in your pocket. Pull out a dollar. See how much shade that gives you. Now see, if you were to stitch together 100 of them, you might have an umbrella. So think about that when it comes to giving to the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm going to make your shade your sadaqah. Maybe then you'll remember not to be stingy when it comes to his house. Maybe then you'll remember and say, you know, I do not want to be caught short on that day when we are promised the sun will be brought close and people will be swimming in their sweat. You have no doubt that there was a 1900 and you were not there. No doubt whatsoever. You have no doubt that there were people that lived before you ain't never met. Nobody can ever convince you that that didn't happen. So why do you doubt that you're about to die and face Allah? You weren't here then, but you definitely are going somewhere soon. Why do we doubt? We have no doubt about no doubt whatsoever about where we came from, only where we're going to. You ain't got no question about that. You know you weren't there. And it doesn't faze you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to start thinking like Muslims and investing for where we shall most certainly end up. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be caught short like it's been lately. I should not have to remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. But wallahi al-azim, if I don't, amnesia seizes most of the brains and freezes the pockets. So I have to remind you that this house needs your attention, your sadaqah, your continued, unwavering, committed support. And that means considering more than a dollar, more than $5, more than $10, real support on a consistent basis. That's what this means. And we pray Allah Ta'ala to bless us all to be amongst the generous and bless us to receive his mercy on the day of judgment, when there will be no one who can do without it. Ameen. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.